Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Okay, so yeah, welcome back to the podcast editing and support show. Today, we're going to talk money. Oh, yes, gather around, get the children, gather around, grab a snack. We're going to be talking about podcast editing rates. Oh gosh, yeah. So let's talk numbers because I look and I'm looking everywhere. As I start my business, I'm getting questions now. Hey, Dave, what are your rates? I want this, 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 and this. So there's different ways of looking at how we can charge for our service or how we can pay for our service. What's included, what's not included, what's extra, all of that, right? So how much does a self-produced podcast cost? Podcast editing rates vary across the board. And there's so many things to consider. And when I sit down with a new client, I have a lot of questions for them. And we'll get into that here in the podcast. Some questions you need to ask and you need to answer around your podcast editing requirements, what you're looking for, what you need, what you offer. When what you spend will change depending on the editing software that you choose. If you're an editor, you're going to have cost associated to really expensive editing software. Or you can use a free one like I do with Audacity, and I'm totally happy with it. And even though people poo-poo it and look down on it, how dare you that you use Audacity? It works. So, hey, get over yourself. We're fine. So depending on what software you use, if you decide to self-produce your podcast, your monthly expenses, if you do everything yourself and don't ask for any help, can be from zero to like $100 a month. But this doesn't factor in the time that you invest to learning how to do all this stuff, how to use your chosen tool and doing the actual editing itself. So how much are freelance podcasting editing rates? What does it cost to do this? There are sites like Upwork and all of that where you can hire people to do your podcast editing. I've been on there, and you know what? I can't get any work on Upwork, and I host 8 shows. I've got thousands of episodes recorded. I know what I'm doing, and I'm up against people who signed up today on Upwork, and they're bidding me out by going as low as possible. It's like a really quick descent to the lowest number possible. That's how you win on a site like that. And it doesn't work for me because I'm basically working for free on there and they take a cut of what I make. So no thanks. I'm going to do this on my own. So you can find these lower podcast editing rates if that's what works for you and you want to pay someone in another country where the dollar value makes sense and they make a good living. Great. And you pay a very small amount compared to hiring somebody locally to do this, or your neighbor, or your partner, you can pay somebody considerably less through something like Upwork. So if that's what you need to do, then do that. But I'd much rather pay somebody a living wage where I live. That's kind of my approach to all of this. And I like to do that. In my experience, new freelancers will probably charge you, the podcast host, anywhere from $1 to $20 per audio hour. Okay. Mid-level freelancers usually bill their clients between $30 to $50 per audio hour. Remember, I'm saying the word audio on purpose. I didn't say video. I said audio hour. Top editors, the top of the heap, the best of the best, the ones that have the best software and the most experience, who have gone to school for this, and they are super knowledgeable and can turn around an episode in no time. These people can fall between $50 to $200 per hour of audio. A tip for everyone, all the podcast hosts out there, and for podcast editors, always want to send, you will always want to do this, send a prospect a sample and ask for a quote before engaging their services, signing any documents, agreeing to anything in an email. Before you get too far down the road, send them something to edit, get it back, and get a quote. That's something I would ask you to do, whether you're the host or offer it as a podcast editor. Do you need to outsource podcast production? If you plan to outsource podcast editing, you can expect to spend around $15,000 to $15,000 per episode. How's that for a scale? $15 to $15,000 per episode. Wow. Again, the lower range does not factor in your time. This rate range is very broad because the costs depend on so many factors. For example, what tier of services or package level you subscribe to or the editor you work with will affect the cost greatly. So here are some different things to consider when you think about outsourcing your podcast editing process. How much are you willing to invest? First off, you need to evaluate your current financial status. Ask yourself, how much am I willing to pay for my show to be produced by a podcast editor? You need to ask that first before you ask us for our number. You do. Think about buying a car. You're not going to walk in with $100 and try to buy a Lamborghini. That's not going to work. So you need to figure out how much you're willing to pay for your show's production. Don't walk in blind with no idea. Do your research and listen to a podcast like this. Make notes. Figure out what you can afford. It's essential to be realistic about setting your podcast budget. Know if you can afford to outsource your audio production based on the standard podcast editing rates, which we've already mentioned. How much time, if you're not going to hire somebody, how much time do you have to edit your podcast? The next step is to see if your schedule actually allows for you to self-edit each episode. You got to keep in mind that podcast editing takes an average of 60 minutes per episode. Okay, now again, it's relative to how long the episode is. Just in general terms, when your recording lasts for about an hour, you might need about 90 minutes of editing time. Roughly, depending on skill level, depending on the tool, depending on so many factors. But in general terms, you're going to spend more time editing than you do recording. Just as a guide, if you think you can't squeeze the editing of each podcast into your list of tasks, then you need to consider hiring someone else to do it for you. Is your podcast complex? Podcast shows vary depending on their categories. For instance, interview podcasts may have two or more hosts and guests. This format is far more complicated than a narration where it's just one voice. If you think your show requires high-level editing skills, you need to seek help from podcast editors. Did you answer yes to any of these questions above? Then finding the best production company that offers your specific needs for reasonable podcast editing rates is a must. If you answered no to any of the questions you've heard already, you might choose to take your editing skills to the next level. There are a lot of resources available at your disposal. So if you're thinking, okay, Dave, well, give me some examples of what you're seeing out there from other editors. Okay, so as I kind of go through this, I'm looking at a bunch of different options. Some podcast editors do an kind of like a buffet style. You ever been to a buffet? You know, you get a plate and a tray, and then there's just everything from pasta salad to pizza to steak to chicken to desserts. I go to the desserts first. There's cheesecake and jello, and you just everything you can think of. There's stir fry, there's pancakes and waffles, and over there is the drinks, and you can just have shrimp. You can have like 12 plates of shrimp if you want, which I would never do. It's just a buffet. You can do whatever you want. Some people set up their podcast editing companies as a more of a buffet. You pick what you need. I need a little of this, a little of this, and I don't need that. Great. That's awesome. Some of the podcast editing companies are going to go with a flat hourly rate. It's X number of dollars per hour, and that's it. And they have tiers, different levels. So basic at audio editing, just taking out a few ums and ahs, making it sound consistent, and you're done. No content editing, that's it. Just real simple, is this dollar amount. If you want me to do content editing where I'm taking out chunks of your content because it's boring or repetitive, or you went on another squirrel adventure to some topic that has nothing to do with your show, that's content editing. That's me listening to your show and making a conscious decision of, is this valuable or not? And chopping up your podcast into little sections and removing big chunks of what you said because it was boring. It had no value at all. That's a different type of editing than just fixing a num and an ah. You need to know that. And that's going to cost more than simply doing an audio edit. You got to keep that in mind. So I'm looking through some of these companies. I'm not going to mention them because they didn't pay me to mention them. But for example, this one company, their pricing starts at $500 per month to edit. This is based, this rate is, can change and can increase up to $600 per month. You get additional services like show notes, and they help you with getting your podcast out there to all the players. They offer a 15% discount when you sign up for 3 months. And if you let them put a commercial for their podcast editing company into your show, they'll give you a $100 discount. So that's one company's way of doing it. Another one is, okay, wow. They offer two different packages with a base rate of $8.99 per month, not $8.99, $899 per month. They are customizable. Their Podcaster Pro package lets you record your podcast episode and they will take care of everything. It allows you to also add on top of the $8.99 per month, adding extra services like audio editing, intro and outro inclusion, advertisements, podcast host uploading to Apple, Google, all those things, show notes, transcriptions, episode website setup. Those are additional add-on to the $8.99 per month fee, not included in the $8.99 per month fee. Okay, keep that in mind. Some people get freaked out when I say it's more than $20 per episode. This is $8.99 per month, people. Okay. They also offer industry insights, which are your analytics, marketing and growth templates, optimization training, so they'll help you. These services will help you scale your shows and improve your hosting skills. With them, you will gain better results on your podcast journey, as they say you will. Basically, outsourcing your podcast editing is the best way to produce quality episodes at a reasonable cost. You can go with freelance or an agency where whoever is available in the moment will edit your show, not one dedicated person. But you need to do your research before you're choosing a podcast editor. Here are some basic tips to keep in mind, podcast hosts, when you're looking to hire somebody like me. Terms and conditions and contracts are fundamental. Without them, anything can happen. So please put something in an email. Please review it on a regular basis to make sure everyone's living up to all the expectations and everything outlined and nobody's missed something. Also, beware of all hidden charges. Podcast editors, come on. Make sure that you share that's an additional item. That's additional to what we've agreed on. And here's the amount for that additional item. Choose a podcast editing agency or freelancer like me with a track record of honesty. Honesty. Yes, it's still a thing. Communication can help you get the service you expect. And remember, there are plenty of ways to save money on the editing process. How do we do it? How do you save money on your edits? Record a better podcast. Be prepared. Don't go on tangents. Stick to what you're talking about. Don't do boring podcasts. Work on your speech where you don't have crutch words, where you don't repeat yourself and say ums and ahs like you're a machine. Practice before you record a podcast. Listen back to it. Do you enjoy it as the host? Make your recording space quiet so there's no dog barking in the background that we have to take out, because that's extra work. When your podcast guest is talking, don't talk over them. Let them speak. We don't need your color commentary as a host while your guest is speaking. Not required. Let them talk. Because when you overtalk, overspeak, we have to then go in and fix that. Use a good microphone. Use a quiet place. Invest in your podcast before you hit record, so that when the file comes to us as your editor, we're working with something clean. The more time we spend fixing your mistakes, the more it costs you if you're going with a dollar per hour rate. So if you want to save money, do some work up front to save your editor time at the back end. And just because we can have some great tools at our disposal doesn't mean that you need, as a podcaster, to be lazy because, Dave can fix it. Well, maybe just don't make the mistake in the first place and it'll sound better for everyone. How about that? So podcasters, you have a lot of work to do before you send us a single episode to edit. And I'm encouraging you to put the time in to make your podcast awesome. And then let us make it even better by doing great edits, removing the boring, kicking it to the curb. We don't need the boring. Removing the tangents, all those great squirrel moments where you've gone right off the path. We'll make you sound amazing. But you need to start the process by sounding amazing first. And that all starts with you. So for True Media Solutions, me, Dave, what I offer, full service podcast production. I can cater it to your business, to whatever you need to do. If you're a hobby podcaster, we got rates just for you. If you're a business and you're looking for this to be completely outsourced, if you're looking for somebody to train your business on how to podcast, I can do that as well. I do audio editing, notes and resources. I can help you get your podcast on all the players. I can help you understand your analytics better. I can even help you with all of the things happening, your artwork, all of the stuff behind the scenes. I've helped my clients with their websites, whatever you need. I have the skills to help you with your podcast, if that's what you're looking for. You can head over to truemediasolutions.ca. That's my website for all of my podcasts that I host. And if you're just interested in more about this show, podcasteditingandsupport.com. I want to see you succeed as a podcaster. That's why I'm here. That's why this show exists. And I hope that as we talk money, you have a better understanding that, you know, it's not a $5, $10, $20 an episode thing to hire a podcast editor. You need to make your mind ahead of time before you reach out to any editor. And editors, don't sell yourself short and go for the lowest amount possible through one of those sites where everybody's fighting for the lowest price. You're better than that. You have great skills and great talent, great ability. And you need to be rewarded for what you can do and what you put out in this world. So find out what your price is. Challenging you. Figure out your number and then reach out to an editor or reach out to a host and get together and have that great conversation on how you can serve each other as podcast editor and podcast hosts. Get out there and record, edit, and post. Take care. Hey, thanks for being here for the podcast editing and support show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the podcast editing and support show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Hey!